We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe, you're a big fan of mock drafts. More a fan of them than I am, but I digress. You like them. They're out there. Monday Morning Quarterback has one, and you are very intrigued by it.
I am, because I respect that site, that group a lot. This is Albert Breer, I'm sure, with some input from a lot of people. And I mentioned earlier, Molsey, that folks are starting to turn to the possibility of four straight quarterbacks at the top. So you ready to go here?
Mm-hmm.
We got the Browns with Sam Darnold. That seems to be like a consensus now at the top.
Do you give them any, assuming Darnold would pan out, then would you give them credit for being so stuck to him that they picked him over Barkley there?
No, but wait till this draft emerges here, and you'll be surprised. With the second pick, Buffalo, projected trade with the Giants, takes Josh Allen, quarterback from Wyoming. Craigers, a little music for that? I don't know about that one. That'd be a bit of a reach. I like taking the quarterback, though, but if I'm Buffalo, I'm taking Baker Mayfield.
Why him? Why over
most
Josh
accurate
Allen?
Guy. I think accuracy translates
Josh
more than
Allen
any
might
other.
Have the highest ceiling.
He might.
Okay.
Sounds like you would do that then if you're Buffalo.
Oh, I don't know.
Sneak
if I
up
do.
There.
I don't know if I'd take Josh Allen number two, but I mean, I don't know that definitively Baker Mayfield, because he's accurate, is going to absolutely be a great pro.
I do. Don't get me wrong there. I do like the idea almost always of, if I've identified my quarterback, I go out of my way to try to secure that position. And the Bills now have acquired enough pieces. I'm talking about assets, not pieces, I should say, to where they can afford to kind of make a move.
Okay.
At third, the Jets from Indy, Josh Rosen from UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Not bad.
Fourth, Denver, in a trade with the Browns, takes Baker Mayfield. You like that?
Very interesting.
I love that.
Very interesting. That would be something. Where are we at then?
Denver staff apparently had Mayfield at the Senior Bowl, and they have Case Keenum right now, who's similarly built. He's a guy who would be seemingly maybe a nice transition from Keenum to Mayfield. John Elway. I like John Elway. One thing I'll say about him, I don't really like him, honestly, but he realizes the importance of that position, and he's been willing, going back to the Peyton Manning situation, of stepping out on a line here to take some risk, right?
Yeah, and if he trades up and Baker Mayfield's there at number four, he's not going to look a gift horse in the mouth.
And then at number five, the Browns, in a projected trade with Denver, fourth and fifth, take Saquon Barkley, who's still on the board.
So let me ask.
So they look like geniuses at that point.
Why would Denver bother trading? I'm just spitballing here.
Yes.
And questioning this draft a little bit. Who did this draft, by the way? Is it their whole staff?
Albert Breer.
Okay. I don't like him either, actually. Why would Denver trade one spot up, right, from five to four, if they were pretty sure that Cleveland was going to pick Barkley after having picked their quarterback at one? Like, what impetus is there for the Broncos to move one spot up with the Browns if they know that their guy is still going to be there at five? Because the Browns would have already taken
their quarterback. I don't know. It says Denver projected trade with Cleveland, owner of Houston's pick. It gets a little complicated.
I understand, but the way I
look at that. Obviously, that wouldn't make sense.
So
to go from five to four.
Else.
There's something else happening there, which I'll explain perhaps in a moment. Then Indy gets Bradley Chubb, and then we go blah, 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 all the way down. Roquan Smith, man, if you're the Steelers, you'd love to somehow dive into the top of that draft, wouldn't you? He goes 10th to Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
He's the stud at that position, right?
I would say so, yes.
That would be nice. As Breer writes, Smith has potential as a middle linebacker to emerge as the nerve center of a defense for a decade. That's the guy. That's the guy if you're the Steelers and you want to be aggressive and trade up and take a huge risk that you want to get. But forget it. Mm-hmm. It's probably not happening. So we go all the way down, and you know what? I'm going to tease to this, Malzi.
Very nice.
We go all the way down to 28th, and I think Breer has a very interesting pick for your Pittsburgh Steelers, okay?
We'll find out who it is next. To say, Joe, that I've been seeing the keys on, like, gamesmanship and things like that. Like, the Steelers, I went into a whole thing yesterday. Maybe they don't really care about Mason Rudolph, but they want to kind of drum up some interest in him. Justin and Dave both pointed out to me on Twitter Denver would move up one spot to block anybody else from sliding into the four spot and making a deal with Cleveland.
We should have thought of that.
If they thought Cleveland had a deal with somebody else, they'd make it just to prevent somebody else, like Arizona. So
you should have thought of that before raising the question.
It's the first time ever that I haven't had all the answers on this show.
Often our listeners are just as smart or smarter than we are, if not most of the time, right? I mean, why can't anybody be smart these days? We all have access to the same stuff.
Speak for yourself. They're never smarter than me, my friend.
The 28th pick on Monday morning quarterback, of course, goes to the Steelers, assuming they stay here. And it's Leighton Vander Esch, linebacker from Boise State. Breer writes, the void left by Ryan Shazier opens the door for Vander Esch, who'd be a very good fit in Keith Butler's front, which is actually Mike Tomlin's front, with the athleticism to be the kind of sideline-to-sideline force Shazier was. Them are big words, I'll say that, because I haven't seen a whole lot of guys in my time watching football who go sideline-to-sideline like Shazier.
I was going to say, that's lofty, lofty praise for a guy.
Why is he available at the 28th pick if he runs like that?
When did they pick Shazier, 20th or something like that?
Earlier, yeah.
Not a ton.
But I don't know.
My point is not
like an
insane amount
earlier. We didn't
know
that he was going to be what he was.
Yeah, but he was the kind of athletic specimen. People did know that. So maybe there's a situation where there's a certain undervaluing of him, and maybe it's a position on the field that is important as it is for the Steelers. Maybe it's not valued to the same degree that it would be in other places.
He also doesn't have why am I drawing a blank on Penn State's tight end?
Mike Gesicki.
Gesicki, going in the first round. Other people do.
Now I want him to go in the first round because I really dislike Albert Breer.
Why? What's wrong with him?
He's just, well, I don't follow him on Twitter anymore, but his Twitter presence is unbelievably mealy-mouthed and full of bad takes.
I do like that.
You know what he's one of those guys who does? What he does, Joe? He's one of those guys that because of his job, he travels a fair amount, and he complains to airlines all the time about the dumbest stuff. And I know airlines aren't sympathetic or anything, but he comes off so unbelievably whiny and out of touch and finger-wagging, sanctimonious. It makes me want to dunk his head into the toilet and give him a swirly.
I hate him too, actually, but I do respect his ability.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.